The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello and welcome to this ongoing series on love, and currently on loving kindness. And within that, the possibility for loving kindness meditation to be centered in the pleasure of goodwill, centered in the warmth, the joy, the delight. And to become a samadhi, meditating with metta, is something that we really feel is very good, is very pleasant. And the pleasure of it becomes part of the fuel, part of the gathering, part of the interest to stay close, be intimate, connected to the metta. So that the mind doesn't become scattered, doesn't wander off in thought, but it stays right there. Not necessarily continuous in the terms of just holding tight, but rather this gentle rhythm of staying there, coming back, staying close, kind of like gently kneading a dough where you kind of push on the dough and squeeze it a little bit, then you release, but maybe your hand doesn't actually leave the dough. But there is this kind of gentle kind of rhythm of staying there, guiding, flowing, surfing on the pleasure, the goodness of what you appreciate about your capacity for love and your capacity for not being scattered, not being caught in states of mind and thoughts which are not so healthy. Staying close to the healthiness of metta, well-wishing. And for some people to really get into the rhythm of this or really start feeling their capacity for this immersion into metta samadhi, it works well to stay close to having it metta for whatever way it's easiest, whatever way it's most inspiring. And for some people, that's their benefactor, their inspiring person, their friend. Sometimes it's easiest to do it for oneself. But even when we're either one, doing this metta is to start having confidence in your capacity for care. To not belittle it or think it's insignificant, but to inhabit it with confidence. And this is this theme, this idea that it's appropriate to be fully here in this world, in our body, in this time and place of now. That you can really give yourself over to this as if kind of like this is your time. This is the appropriate time for you to really have a sense of being rooted, grounded, present, without any reason, any thoughts, ideas that undermine you, that take you away from your own goodness, your own goodwill. Of course you might have other feelings, of course you might have difficult thoughts, but that's not where you're going to center yourself. That's not where you're going to feed, but rather you're kind of feeding the warmth, keeping it going, of the goodwill. May my friend be happy. And that's one maybe kneading of the dough. May my friend be peaceful. May my friend be safe. May my friend be free of suffering and affliction. And just kind of keep gently staying there, flowing, going, sending it forth. And it's a little different image, of course, a very different image from kneading dough, but the idea of opening the hand and letting the bird fly off with metta, your goodwill, is a bird that flies off, and you don't quite know where it flies, where it goes. You don't quite know where your loving kindness goes and where it lands, and it kind of leaves you into the goodness of the world. And so to make this a samadhi, as I said, you want to figure out some way to have this continuous and just stay close to it over and over and over again, kneading it, flowing on it. The analogy I've used before of pushing a scooter. You push a scooter and you have some momentum, and then as momentum slows, you push it again. So same with metta. May you be happy. And that's the little push, and then gliding along in the afterglow, the afterflow, the joy of just that, how that is to open yourself up, to free yourself, to offer this into the world. It's an act of generosity. Generosity where you're kind of opening your hand to give something, and like the bird that flies off. And so to have that continuity, and then to have the support of something that feels pleasant, some pleasure, some joy, some delight. It doesn't have to be strong at all. It just has to be enough that your mind feels it and is part of the massage, part of the gliding along, part of the reason to stay there, keep doing it, so that to support the practice of metta, for you to have a greater dedication to that than your dedication to random thoughts or difficult thoughts or preoccupations of thoughts. Just stay here, trusting here, with confidence and pleasure and joy, a smile. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be filled with well-being. And then if doing one person, doing your benefactor, is too much for a whole period of meditation, a wonderful thing to do is, as I taught last week, is if the person inspires you a lot, this benefactor, take in on the in-breath their goodness and then send it back on your exhale. And that cycle, on the in-breath, it's good to know this person and feel how that inspires you, and then offer it back. So what as I said earlier in the meditation, we want to be careful not to try to make our love or goodwill into someone else's idea of what it should be, but to be able to recognize the unique way that each of us is inspired in goodwill and love or care or kindness, in friendliness, how each of us is friendly, feels feelings of friendliness, feelings and attitudes of goodwill. And it's going to be maybe different each time we meditate, each time we're with some different person. There's something uniquely personal about this. And to recognize what it is for you, so you're not feeling you're fitting yourself into some other people's idea. And having some fun with this. Enjoy it. Be a little bit creative thinking about loving kindness, thinking about joy. And stay close to it. Stay close to your good heart. And with confidence, with joy. So, the way of continuing this through the day is to ask yourself periodically when you're with other people or see them, what's the nature, what's the quality and the characteristics of how you can be friendly, how you can have goodwill in the conditions of this very moment? Are there ways you can tap into your goodwill more often because you're asking yourself where it is? Can you bring more of it in long? And with that, feel the pleasure or the joy, feel the goodness of it, and see if that can be sprinkled through your day more than you normally would. Feeling your capacity for goodwill for others. May it be that all of us do that through the day and make this world a better place. So thank you.